we decided to honour our new big bar that we've invested in for our postcode lottery funding that we got, and actually name it after two of our longest serving members of our committee, which is Carol and Roger Big. So we now have the big bar up in the Madge Bays Hall, which is double the size, if not bigger, than our current bar.
They've been involved for 50 years or so.
They've been involved over 50 years now. Yeah, we had their 50 years tied in with our 70th anniversary from the Festival of Britain. So yeah, this will be the 51st year this year.
Incredible length of service as a volunteer.
Absolutely. They're very committed and they're very knowledgeable. It's lovely to go to them sometimes when we're not sure on something, yeah. And they bring up some of the history around the building and what's gone on over the years.
Did they know the bar was going to be named after them?
No, they didn't. No,
so it was a big surprise for them.
Yes.
A lovely picture of them enjoying the first drink, I presume, yeah. At the bar.
Yes, absolutely. They had no idea. We kept it, sort of had conversations around the committee, but without their knowledge, to sort of say, this is what we'd like to do.
It's acknowledgement, really, yeah. Of the service that they've given to the theatre, and they're just always the first ones to offer help, aren't they? They're not on the volunteer programme, but they do more,
yeah.
To, you know, especially Roger with his handyman skills and Carol with her organisation skills, sorted all the archives out of the theatre, which goes back a long time.
You'll always see Carol in a show. She comes to nearly every show that's on at the theatre to support.
You probably
well.
Won't just see her, you'll hear her,
yeah, you'll
but
hear
she'll
her,
sing,
yeah.
And she'll clap and cheer, and she just boosts the audience. Mm. She's fabulous.
Yeah, but they do a fantastic job, and without them we wouldn't be where we are today.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned the lottery funding from the postcode lottery.
Yes.
How much did you get, and how much has gone to the refurbishment of the hall and the bar?
So the bar itself, we got £20,000 from Postcode Lottery. We've spent roughly around about between £8,000 and £10,000 on the bar from that Postcode Lottery money. And then the other funding from that has gone to other aspects of redevelopment in the building. We've had our brand new 6-metre cinema screen, electric cinema screen, that's been installed downstairs. That's been put in for all our upcoming cinema events, where we offer discounted cinema for the community, £2.50 a cinema showing. We've also invested in new seat cushions, and we've also gone to support those with any additional needs as well, with ear defenders for support during relaxed performances and things. So we've spent a bit of money across different areas in order to upgrade the building and make it a better environment for our customers.
One of the newer things is that we're having sign language, BSL,
yeah.
Sign language, that's been funded as well.
That's been funded as well, yeah. We have got BSL for our pantomimes this year. We're going to have someone doing British Sign Language.
I was going to say, how does that work?
They're going to come in.
They will actually physically stand at the side of the very front of the stage, or just somewhere that's visible, and they will sign it.
And are they going to be doing that for adult panto as well?
We are considering it. Yeah, it is something that's in the pipeline, but it's definitely going to be for all the family pantomimes, yeah. And the relaxed performances it'll mainly be aimed at to support anyone that's wishing to come in and gain a better.
And I think one of our other groups is going to be utilising them as well, is
yes,
that right?
Yes.
One of the youth groups that puts on performances here. We have TYDG and Showstoppers.
Yeah, and then obviously Sparks Dramatic Society for their pantomime will be using them as well.
That's brilliant. I mean, how common is that?
It's something that isn't common, which is why when we approached British Sign Language and they said it's something that's not on offer, it's something that their sort of customers essentially are crying out for. I think they said something like there's 60,000 people in the sort of northwest area that have some form of hearing impairment, and there isn't very many things going on in the areas to support and give an opportunity for those people to come
people
in.
People travel as well for
they
it.
Will.
They know that it's being BSL signed. Then they will actually, it's a draw, it's another draw to the theatre that will be really good for us. We've had quite a few other bits of funding as well, haven't we? We've had Tamedown Council have put in a few bits and pieces here and there, the councillors. And Duchy of Lancaster.
We have indeed.
And Manchester Guardian Society.
Yeah, but we've had new chairs as well for the Madge Bays. So our chairs and our bar area in that sense has been upgraded as well. We've also invested in, obviously, with us being a non-glass in the auditorium venue in order to go with our licence, but also to for health and safety reasons and things. We've actually invested, instead of single-use plastic, we're now going to recyclable cups, and they'll be in place with our recycle bins and that we'll just keep using, and then again have our say on supporting obviously single-use plastic and things moving forward. We've also got some of our security in the building as part of the funding has been upgraded as well. We're trying to get ahead of ourselves with Martin's Law that's coming in. So we've tried to sort of get ahead with that with our bag searches and things, as well as our sort of access to certain areas of the building. So that's something we've got funding in to invest and support, making sure the public and our cast and crew and that remain safe at all times. All our students from all different groups and that come to have their youth say within the building and what they would like and what they'd like to see change-wise happening. They're currently looking at putting grant funding in to benefit some of the backstage areas that obviously they use during shows and performances. Things like they want to try and invest in new flooring in the dressing rooms and carpet on the back stairwell for when they're going up and down in jazz shoes and tap shoes and things.
Tap shoes especially, very noisy on those stone stairs. But they've done their own fundraising as well, and we do occasionally have like a bucket collection at the end of a performance that people can just put a bit of change in, and some of that has been funneled into the youth council so they can spend that how they choose. It's their own choice when they have their meetings of what they want to do. Gives them a voice and a bit of a choice as well.
We are looking to put some more films on. That's something that our PR officer's in the process of just organising at the moment. So we will be putting cinema showings on around the holidays where we can to try and obviously offer a suitable cinema for the community. And then into August, we have plans, fingers crossed, where we are currently getting a lot of our volunteers contacting us that have that specialist skill, who want to start looking at repairing the stage where we've got some damage in certain areas of the stage. So the plan of action is to try and get that done during the August setup, which is one of the big things that everyone keeps asking for. But it's either going to be a lot of money or a lot of man hours. So at the moment, the volunteer pool for that is really required.
I guess I think there's about 56 currently on the volunteer programme, and that covers front of house. So we have a team that does the front of house, looking after audience members, helping people to the seats. Occasionally they do assist with other bits and pieces, but if there's anything that happens to, in the audience, they're there straight away. They're fully trained to deal with any events that might happen. And we also have volunteers on the bar area as well, so we usually have a team leader and two supporting bar staff as well that are looking after the customers when they come upstairs.
We recently discussed about upgrading our volunteer pool to include stage work and backstage support. We have a chaperone pool of volunteers that help with chaperoning and that. The 56 sort of volunteers that we've sort of mentioned there are our front of house sort of area, but we have obviously our committee who are all volunteers. We have our groups and their committees that are all volunteers on top of that. So we are probably over probably a couple of hundred in the sense of the amount of volunteers that actually get involved behind the scenes. And we have a lot of people that come in that aren't necessarily part of our volunteer pool who run the shows and do things like that, but they are behind the scenes fixing things for free, coming in and helping put doors on and do
piping. We're very lucky, aren't we? We have a fantastic team of people, extremely talented friends that come in and help us out. And you know, with us being a charity, we don't have endless funds to pay everybody.
So anybody wants to get involved though in terms of the volunteering world,
there's a lot of information on our Facebook pages and on our website as well. So it's just a matter of filling out an application, you know, putting a quick yes, I'm interested, and looking to see when the next training days are. And then if you like it and you sign up, then you can be one of our volunteers.
That's obviously for our front of house and bar and things and that, but obviously if there's any one that wants to get involved from a trades perspective and things like that to support us,
after chippies and plumbers
just give us a call and speak to either the secretary or myself, and we're obviously more than happy to take any support from any local businesses and any sort of local people in the area that would like to help keep the theatre alive and keep it going for future communities. And it's a family, essentially. We have a Hyde Festival Theatre family, and that's even those our front of house volunteers and people come in and they become part of that sort of world of Hyde Festival Theatre. Friendships are formed. It's fantastic to see people who normally wouldn't cross paths with one another are actually, they have something in common and come to some of our social events and get involved and then work together on shows and things. It's a wonderful thing to see so many people from so many different ages, backgrounds, such diversity across the board, having such a great time and working alongside one another.